Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
This morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, we visit with Eleanor McMullen. She is an eighth grader at Holland Middle School. You've got a special interest in compost. How did that happen?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. Composting has been a part of my family since I was a little kid. There's always been a little compost bin in our backyard, and my mom would say, go spin this for a little bit and get the dirt to start working in. Our family is very invested in our garden. We have a pretty nice garden in our backyard, I'd say. And composting is just something that I've done my entire life.
So if there is someone listening to this and they know almost nothing about composting, what would you tell them?
Well, I tell them the honest truth. It is the stinky decomposition of food as it breaks down into dirt, food scraps, and many other things like coffee grounds, cardboard, paper products sometimes, and it gets turned into dirt that you can use in your gardens or if you just like dirt.
How long does it take to turn those items into something that's usable, and what's the process that you've learned and that you're using?
So it depends on the item. Their eggshells, those usually take more around a year to break down, sometimes longer. There are some items that are quicker to decompose, like I think orange peels, or I'm sure that vegetables break down quicker. The process that we use, we put them in a compost bin, and in the STEM classroom, we have a big dual chamber compost bin and two wooden ones, and those can be used to mix the materials up and make dirt. And the time that it takes for the items to break down depends on how much of each item you have and the ratios of the nitrogen to carbon and all of that.
She is Eleanor McMullen. She joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. She's an eighth grader at Holland Middle School, and she has taken a special interest both at home and at school in composting. So, Eleanor, true story, once upon a time, I decided I wanted to compost. And it was always either too wet or too dry. How do you manage the water content? Is that something that you always have to add water to, or do you let nature take care of that?
It depends on the compost bin. In our one at home, it has a few holes in it, so if rain comes in, it will add a few water in. It will add some water in, but not too much. In the one at school, I think we have a local teacher here who she added water when she saw that it was a little too dry. She just took a cup and she just poured it in. So I think that worked.
From an education standpoint, some would say, oh, this is cute, you're learning how to make compost. But if someone were to say, like, what have you really learned that has educational value, or has it had educational value, how would you answer that?
Yeah, I'd say so. We tried to start a compost program at the beginning of the year, and we got one orange peel, and engineering design process, we start over again. We just say what happened last time, what went wrong. We're rethinking our process, and so it teaches me not only to how to compost, but also to not give up on what I am passionate about.
One of the questions that we ask all the time is, what do you want to do when you grow up? Are there things that you're learning now that are beginning to kind of shape the answer to what you want to do career-wise?
In this class specifically, I'd say it is more of teaching me how to get where I want to go and less of helping me with my specific job goal. I want to become a medical missionary, and this class is not like a pre-med class. But it is teaching me how these very important real-life skills, like not giving up, how to communicate well with other people, teamwork skills, and stuff, other stuff like that.
Eleanor McMullen, an eighth grader at Holland Middle School, joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. We're brought to you by the Lighthouse Title Group, and you can listen to all of our episodes on demand at WHTC.com, or you can listen on Apple, Google, Spotify, and if you listen on iTunes, please like and leave a review. When you're headed off to high school and you look back on your eighth grade year, especially the work that you've done in and around the greenhouse, what are you most going to remember?
Probably the fun that I've had, being able to be with my friends, getting our hands messy and not really caring about it, being able to laugh at like the mistakes that we made, but being able to fix it, and just working as a team together, but also having such fun in this class. I mean, it's hard to compare to anything else. It's just really, really fun.
Eighth grader Eleanor McMullen, just 12 years removed from her career as a medical missionary. Thanks for your time this morning on Hearing Voices.
Thank you.